Angel family, Camelia Williams, mom of five, would still be alive if not for Joe Biden's border policies. By John Binder on March 27, 2025. The Angel family of Camelia Williams, a mother of five children and a grandmother, says their loved one would still be alive today if not for former President Joe Biden's border policies. David Hector Rivas Sagastume, a 21-year-old illegal alien, has been arrested by the Cobb County Police Department in Georgia and charged with felony murder and aggravated assault for the death of 52-year-old Camelia Williams. According to police, Rivas Sagastume stalked Camelia on March 12 before placing her in a chokehold, kneeling on her neck with all of his body weight, and dumping her lifeless body in a nearby wooded area. Camelia's family says the murder would have been entirely avoided if not for Biden's border policies and lax immigration enforcement. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, confirmed that Rivas Sagastume crossed the United States-Mexico border on March 17, 2021, and was apprehended by Border Patrol agents. He was subsequently given a notice to appear, NTA, before a federal immigration judge and released into the United States Interior as part of Biden's parole pipeline. By July 2023, a judge ordered him deported from the U.S., but he was never taken into ICE custody. "I feel like this could have been avoided had this man been deported when he was caught the first time," Danielle Williams, Camelia's niece, told News Nation. "Now, he killed my aunt. There's no telling what else this man has done." The police knew about these individuals. They had records, but it seemed like no action was taken. Why wasn't there a checkup on these people still here? "There's no protocol, and it's unbelievable," Danielle said. Similarly, Camelia's brother Arsene Williams told Fox 5 Atlanta that the illegal alien should have been deported when a judge ordered him removed in 2023. "In March 2025, my sister lost her life because the system failed to deport him after they had him in custody," Arsene said. Now, though, the Angel family does not want Rivas Sagastume deported from the United States, but rather convicted and sentenced to the death penalty. "He doesn't need to be deported, he needs to be executed, the same way that he executed my sister," Camelia's brother Tony Williams told WCSC5. ICE agents have placed a detainer on Rivas Sagastume, requesting custody of him if he is released from Cobb County custody at any time. He remains in jail without bond. President Trump and Secretary Noem will not allow criminal illegal aliens, including accused murderers, to be loose on America's streets, an ICE official said in a statement. Camelia's family hopes the Trump administration will remedy the issue of illegal immigration so that other American families are not victimized. "I feel like they're going to do what needs to be done, what should have been done years ago to prevent my aunt's death," Danielle told News Nation. "I just hope to see something better being done than what was done before." For those who do not believe illegal immigration is a problem, Danielle said she would show them a photo of her aunt Camelia along with countless other people who are killed by illegals and let them know that this is on you guys. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.